But now this.
Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Ascion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie, and Agmar Tov to you and to our listeners.
Thank you, Rabbi.
During the colorful month of Tishrei, every nuance of Jewish life finds expression. Solemn days, fast days, and days of rejoicing. It is not coincidence that the first month of the year has samples of every shade and color of Jewish life, for these samples are intended as an introduction and guidance for the entire year. By observing special days of Tishrei in their proper spirit, we are initiated into a truly Jewish life in accordance with the spirit of the Torah for the coming year. What can we learn from the special days of Tishrei? Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam, the first man, proclaimed God's sovereignty over creation. When we embark on some endeavor, we must remember that God is the creator of heaven and earth, and the sole ruler of the universe, and that our venture must have his approval. This is further emphasized by the 10 days of repentance, which remind us that as servants of the king, we must keep check on our deeds to ensure that they conform with the wishes of the master. However, since we are only human, we are liable to fail on occasion. This is why God gives us Yom Kippur, to impress upon us the realization that it is never too late to return, provided we do it sincerely, with remorse and rejection of our past misdeeds, a solemn resolve to do better in the future. With this firm resolution, God forgives us and cleanses us of our sins. Difficult though it may appear to change habits and practice unfamiliar disciplines, Sukkot helps us not to despair in days of difficulty, for God is our protector. The Sukkot recalls the clouds of glory with which he surrounded us during the 40 years wandering through the desert after the departure from Egypt. Finally, in order to know how to lead our lives in accord with God's wishes, we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the festivals of rejoicing in the Torah. In Torah, God gave us divine laws of justice and righteousness and a true guide in life. By conducting our lives accordingly, we are assured of true happiness in every sense. Torah is a tree of life to them that hold fast to it, and its supporters are fortunate. These briefly are some lessons of Tishrei. By following them faithfully, the new year will surely be a happy one, both spiritually and materially, and the blessing which we gave each other before Rosh Hashanah, Lashana Tova, Tikasevu, and the wish for Hagmar Tov now will surely be fulfilled. A happy Yom Tov to all of you.
Thank you, and same to you, Rabbi.
That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Ascion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. On behalf of the rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya. It's every Monday evening. I'm sure it's around 7:30 now. And Rabbi, I dedicate this to you and to Mrs. Gordon and to all the Gordons. I'm sure you'll enjoy this next selection. It's from Chabad Nigunim, the Nikoach Choir. This is volume number 6, and appropriately for the forthcoming holiday, V'Samachta B'Chagecha.
Hey!
Chabad group, Nikoach, with Lissomachta Bechagecha. Well, appropriately for Sukkos, we have the Hoshana. Moshe Stern's first selection, Hoshana.
Oh, ישנו וישנו למען חסדו וישנו
Moshe Stern. Well, lovers of Kazanis, you have a great day coming up 6 weeks from now, October 30th. There are two great concerts, and take your pick. Maybe some of you will attend both of them. First of all, of course, you know, we're going to have our concert in New Brunswick, the third annual Great Cantors concert. I'll give you more details about that. But that's, of course, going to have Naftali Herstick, David Bagley, and Alberto Mizrahi, accompanied by Daniel Gildar. Great, great chazonis. A wonderful day. We sold over 1,200 tickets the first two concerts. This is going to be a sellout. But that evening of the 30th, the Young Israel of Flatbush is going to have a concert featuring the cantor we just heard, cantor Moshe Stern, and cantor Stern's nephew, Tibor Kellen. Now, I first heard the two of them sing, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, and it was inspirational. Together, they're magnificent. And Kellen, cantor Kellen is at Temple Bethel of Cedarhurst. Let's just hear a brief selection from a recent album that he recorded. This is Hodu. Tibor Kellen, who will be accompanying his uncle, Moshe Stern, on the 30th on Coney Island Avenue. I'll have more of the details. It's the Young Israel of Flatbush, I'm quite sure. Cantor Tibor Kellen, who will be accompanying his uncle. Maybe I shouldn't say he's his uncle. He's his associate, Moshe Stern, on the 30th. Back to Hoshanas. Let's hear the Malofsky family. Someone called with a request. Now, you know, I have 8,000 albums. I have probably most of the selections that you would want to hear, but I can't schlep them all here to the studio, so I bring a few with me each week, and if you have any special requests, call me, and I'll try to honor them. Someone made a request. Perhaps at the end of the hour, I'll be able to honor that particular request. I think I do have that recording with me. But let's hear the Malofsky family, Cantor Shmuel Malofsky, and children with Hoshana. Oy shayanu, Shmuel Malofsky, New Jersey's own, with the family choir. Well, we say Hallel on Sukkos, and let's hear an oldie. This is Benjamin Levite, L-E-V-I-T-E, Levite, and this is Shuvi Nafshi.
Es rogli mi dechi
Nafshi, cantor Benjamin Levite. Well, cantor Avraham Brun was born in Lutz, Poland. He sang as a child in synagogue choirs, and at the age of 11, he was already performing cantorial duties in various synagogues in Poland. During the Second World War, he gave what comfort he could to his fellow sufferers in the infamous camps of Auschwitz, Mauthausen, and Ebensee. He was liberated in May of 1945 and went to live in Israel, where he became chief cantor in the Synagogue of Haifa. 8 years later, he was engaged in the United States as a cantor of the Temple Beth El in Long Beach, New York. Continuing with Hallel selections, here's cantor Avraham Brun with Hallelujah.
Kigobar,
Avram Brin, Hallelujah. The Mishpachat Merubot Yeladim is a group that is put together to help people with large families, and they want them to have a good time without having to spend a large amount of money during the forthcoming weeks. So they have Simchas Beis HaShoeva Chol Hamoed. It's an outing which will be next Sunday. It'll run from noon to Sunday, to sundown. Sunday, sundown, yes. Noon on Sunday to sundown at Floyd Bennett Field on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. And get a load of this lineup. Shlomo Karlbach, Yidel Werdiger, Ari Polak Orchestra, Yossi Pimenta, and the great Country Yossi. It's $2 per child, $5 per adult. There's a sukkah on the premises. It's a great day at Floyd Bennett Field, and there'll be a guided tour of the Floyd Bennett Field Control Tower, and the New York City Police Department Aviation Rescue Unit will give a dramatic presentation. It'll be a fun day, so if you have one child or more, whatever, come to Floyd Bennett Field from noon to sundown next Sunday. Shlomo Karlbach, Yidel Werdiger, Ari Polak Orchestra, Yossi Pimenta, and Country Yossi. And don't forget that on October 1st at the Richardson Auditorium, Princeton University campus, Safam will be presented at 8:30. It's sponsored by the Center for Jewish Life, Princeton Hillel, and the Congregation B'nai Tikva of North Brunswick. What do we have lined up? Okay, one more selection. Mipanei Chatoenu, which is from the Musaf Shmona Esrei, said on the three festivals. And Sam from East Brunswick, I'm glad to hear that you're listening and welcome. I hope you're hooked. Mordechai Hirschman, I dedicate this to you.
Golina, Golina, me yo te lo. rachakeno, veni rachakeno, me yalar moshe no, me yal adem moshe no.
Me corre, pisovorena, mi yin 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 pina gana.
Wow. You know, I sit here mesmerized by this music, and I got to watch it. I hope you're enjoying this. That was Cantor Mordecai Hirschman. Well, you know, we have a great Cantor's concert coming up on the 30th, 6 weeks from today, and many of you have been sending in for your tickets, and of course, it's first come, first served. Tickets are $20, $50 for special seats, and you'll meet the Cantors afterwards. We're going to have Cantor Naftali Herstik coming in from Jerusalem, Cantor David Bagley coming in from Montreal, yes, not Toronto, Montreal, and Cantor Alberto Abe Mizrahi will be coming in from Chicago. And it promises to be a wonderful experience. Those of you who've been to the first two concerts know that it's very, very special. Not just that the music is great, it's just so nice to be together with a bunch of people who love this music and to know that there's quite a few out there. So if you haven't ordered your tickets as of yet, give me a call here at 201-761-9768. I'll tell you how to get the tickets, or you know they are on sale in 40 congregations throughout New Jersey. And I'll be happy, though, to tell you about how to get tickets. By the way, if you live in Brooklyn, it's only a half hour away from the Verrazano Bridge. You cross the bridge, go over the Gulfills, immediately get on the New Jersey Turnpike, and you head south to exit 9. It's about 13 minutes on the turnpike. And as you get off, you go on Route 18, and in 4.5 minutes, you're at the State Theater. So I'll be happy to tell you how to get there if you're coming from that direction. Let's hear a selection as chanted by Cantor Alberto Mizrahi, one of the three great cantors who will be there. And it will be Yerushalayim Yerchua, and it's a composition of Israel Alter and Moshe Genchoff. This is Cantor Alberto Abe Mizrahi.
Be
Cantor Alberto Mizrahi. That was Cantor Mizrahi from Anshe Emet Synagogue in Chicago. He will be one of the three great cantors appearing 6 weeks tonight at the State Theater, together with Cantor Naftali Herstik, Cantor David Bagley, accompanied by Cantor Daniel Gildar. And for those of you who want to make a complete day of it, this concert will be at 2 in the afternoon in New Brunswick, around 7 or 7.30, I believe. I'll get the exact time in the next week or so, but at the Young Israel of Flatbush on Coney Island Avenue, Cantor Moshe Stern and Cantor Tibor Kellen. This is Cantor Yaakov Motzen. Well, the fastest 2 hours in Jewish radio, Charlie Bernhout. Hoping that you enjoyed the show, and it's now approaching 10 p.m., and Rob with Vintage 80s will be coming up in about 60 seconds. I'll be here at 201-761-9768 if you wish to give me a call. Give you more information about the concerts and so forth. 201-761-9768. Thank you so much for joining with us, and don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Remember that word of mouth is the best form of advertising. We just heard Cantor Yaakov Motzen with Kvikora Pizzareno, and shalom, everyone. Time is now 10 p.m. Rob, Vintage 80s, coming right up.
I got you. bed.